Amen. As the children prepare to come back out, we're going to have our opening hymn, hymn 197.
Good morning, everybody. So she said he woke us up this morning, started us on our way. We're going to act like it this morning, right? Jesus is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. God's name is worthy, so come on and give him a praise. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. Don't be afraid to clap with the babies. Stand up if you feel it.
Amen. Can I ask you a question? Is he truly worthy to be praised? Then why don't we praise him? Praising him is not sitting still and holding your hands together. If you're going to praise God, you got to make some noise. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And if you like me, I don't want to rock to cry out in my place. He's truly worthy to be praised. When I look back over my life and I think about the things that God has brought me out of, and I can see where God is taking me to, I ought to be able to give God. Somebody ought to be able to give God some praise. For he is truly worthy to be praised. Amen. 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 We ask now that the officers will come for the purpose of tithing and offering. Offering to God, amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come now to say thank you, Father, for these gifts that have been given here. We know they are not the gift that you gave, but these gifts are from our hearts. And we pray, Master, that you take them and you use them to edify your kingdom, so that man to see that you still yet have all power. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Every heart saying amen.
Praise him, all creatures near below.
Amen. Amen. I won't be before you long, although B said I'm not going to have to rush. It's already after 12. So I will have to rush. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Isaiah 9, verse 6. Isaiah 9, verse 6, Old Testament scripture, and it reads, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Amen. Amen. I should better go ahead and close the doors. Or shall I say open the doors of the church? Amen. That scripture by itself just preached a sermon. Amen. But for a few moments, I would like to take the subject, "Oh, what a wonderful name." And once again, let me say, "Oh, what a wonderful name." And my proposition to you today is, there is no greater name in heaven or on earth than the name of Jesus. And let me say that one more time. There is no greater name in heaven or on earth than the name Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, we live now in a time where people are concerned about their name. They're concerned about the importance of their name. They look to impress others with what their name say. Even folks who don't have a business say they have a brand. People are concerned about their brand. Even million-dollar companies have hired brand ambassadors to keep their names relevant amongst the general public. And they pay all kinds of money just so you'll know their name. And then even the people in our society are concerned about their name. As the children today say, they want you to know their name and put some respect on it. They want you to respect their name. But I come today to tell you there is something about a name. The Old Testament teaches us the importance of name. God changed Abram's name to Abraham to signify that he was to become the father of all nations. Changed Sarai's name to Sarah to signify that she would become the mother of all nations. He changed Jacob's name to Israel to signify that he will always prevail with God. He changed their names to identify their destiny. Now, when I thought about this, I got a little curious and looked up my own name. I did some research. I wanted to find out what my name meant. I want to see how God see me. And when I looked my name up, I found that Roderick means great ruler, famous ruler. Terrence means tender, someone who has a personality that's compassionate and self-sacrificing. And then when I found my family's last name, I found that Robinson means son of Robin, which originated in England, that originates with the Vikings from England. So it says unto me that my family was owned by someone who was from Scotland or Ireland. So basically what my name means to me is that out of the hardship and the horrors of slavery comes a great ruler who's tender, compassionate, and willing to sacrifice himself for others. Now, how beautiful that sounds. But guess what? No matter how beautiful that sounds, it's still not more beautiful than the name of Jesus. Because Jesus' name has power in it. You can call my name all you want, but I have no power. I'm limited in my resources. I'm limited
in my abilities, but there is one name that you can call on anytime, and that name will show up with all power in the palm of his hands. And there's a name that's above all names. It's a name that we all should want to know. It's a name that we all should want to get close to. It's a name that we should all want to understand, because the power that we have, the power that we can get comes not from your own name. You can name your children all what you want to name them. Huh? There's only one name that has power. And you need to teach your children how important that name is. We've gotten so far away from teaching children about Jesus because we don't want to offend people. Well, if the truth offends you, I'm sorry, just be offended. Sometimes we got to learn to take a stance. Sometimes we got to learn to put ourselves in a place where we are holding up the blood-stained banner. The name of Jesus is the most beautiful name. His name in Hebrew means Yeshua. I'm sorry, is Yeshua. And Yeshua means salvation. In other words, he ain't just some baby that's in the manger. You know, we love to talk about him being so beautiful in the manger. You know, we really want to celebrate his innocence and how beautiful he looks as a young baby, how tender he looks as a young baby. But we must realize that he was born to die. Yes, sir. And not born to die for himself, but he was born to die for us. Lord have mercy. I wonder sometimes if we really truly understand that, because if we really truly understand that he died for you and for your sins and for your shortcomings, then why do we come to church and sit on him like he ain't done nothing for us? Huh? I don't care how you feel. If you know who God is in your life, you ought to say something. You ought to let somebody know about the name of Jesus. I found myself doing this study, falling in love with him all over again. It felt good to me because I realized how much I love his name. I realized how much I love to call on his name, because I remember what's all in his name. The prophet tells us that we can call him wonderful. Lord have mercy. Anybody here know him to be wonderful? Anybody know God to be good to you? Has he been good to anybody in here? I know he's been good, because when I look out in the parking lot, I see just how good God has been. And some of us that drove our weekend car today, and we got our everyday car at home. Hey, y'all don't hear me. We are so blessed nowadays, we have cars that we only drive on the weekend when we want to look good. But we got our everyday car at home. God has been good to somebody. He simply has been wonderful. Huh? And then he said that he's a counselor. When you need somebody to talk to, and your friends won't pick up the phone, when your family see that you're calling, but they don't want to be bothered with you, when you call the deacon of the church and he decides he'll talk to you later and don't pick up the phone, there's one name that you can call. And every time you call him, he'll pick up. And not only will he pick up, but he'll be a wonderful counselor. Everything that you have problems with, he has the answer. Every situation that you don't understand, he has the answer. Everything that you need help with, he has the answer. God said that he is a wonderful counselor. And then Isaiah went on and said that he's a mighty God. Anybody here know him to be a mighty God? I don't know about you, but I've experienced some things in life. I've had trouble to find me. You know, sometimes you don't have to find trouble. When you're a child of God, trouble will find you. Sometimes the trouble is so mighty and we don't know what to do. Our enemies are so strong, so powerful, that we walk around in fear. But I come to tell you that you ought to know that there is a mighty God. His name is Jesus. He was born into this world to not only save you in reference to your internal life, but to save you every day in your daily life. So when your enemies come upon you and they're mighty and strong, know that there's no name stronger than the name of Jesus. When they got you cornered, all you need to do is fall on your knees and call on the name of Jesus. And when you call on the name of Jesus, stand back and watch and see what Jesus do. Anybody here has ever called on the name of Jesus when you had no other name to call on? Well, when I was on an operation table, the name of Jesus was before me. When I needed him, the name of Jesus was before me. When I had nothing and the bill collectors were calling, I could always call on the name of Jesus. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here, because every time I called on him, he showed up. Not only did he show up, he showed out. There's a time when I didn't know what I was going to do next. I just want to be honest with you today. I had a bill collector call me for $15. Mr. Robinson, you're late on your payment. And the credit card payment is $15. I said, baby, I know. But how can you pay $15 when you're in the red at $300? I just want to be honest with you. But when I called on my father's name, and he said, Reverend, if you get yourself in order, if you get yourself in line, if you line up with my word and hold on to your faith, watch what I do for you. Somebody give God some praise in here. I just told somebody how to get your blessing this year. Because he said, if you line up with me and not with yourself, but if you line up with me, even if it doesn't make sense to you, if you line up with me, watch what I do for you. I said, God, I don't quite understand. He said, if you give me your tithes, although you don't have any money, what you have is you give it. He said, I'll take that and I'll bless it. In church, I don't preach about prosperity. They already know that. So what I'm telling you is a true story. I promised my church I'd never preach to them about their money. That's between them and God. Not between them, me, and God. That's between them and God. But he said, if you would pay your tithe, Reverend, he said, watch what I do. I start paying my tithes, and I realized when I start paying my tithes that I wasn't disciplined in how I managed my money. Tithing taught me how to be more disciplined and how to manage my money. And then next thing you know, not only did I have money to give God tithes, but I realized, oh, I got a surplus. I realized I was being careless with my money. But God counseled me and showed me how to work the money that he give unto me. Because if you use the little that he gives you, Lord have mercy, and you put him in the midst of it, he says, watch what I'll do with it. That's why FCC can say that we're a small church doing big things. Because while God is in the middle, God will do the blessing. You can't bless yourself, but God will bless you more and abundantly than you ever thought that you would be blessed. He said he'll be a mighty God. How mighty is he? When I was going through that same time, somehow money showed up in the mailbox. that I didn't work for. And I took the check to my boss and said, hey, you gave me too much money. I know a lot of folks wouldn't do that. But I want to live righteously. I took that check back to my boss and said, hey, you gave me too much money. He said, really? I said, yes, sir. He said, that money that you need, don't worry about it. I'll just write it off on the next pay cycle. I said, say what? So I'm going to have to pay it on the next pay cycle? He said, no, I'll use my miscellaneous money to cover it. Somebody don't hear what I'm saying. What I'm trying to tell you, that when God tells you to do something, and you do what God tells you to do, he'll show up as a mighty God in your life. When you don't have, he'll make it so you do have. And not only will he give you what you're missing, but he'll add to what you are missing. One more example, and I'm going to go home. With the job that I currently have, I was going through with the new boss and his new wife. You know, anytime when you have a boss whose wife working in the office, it's not a good thing. Because he's going to protect her no matter what. But she got out of line with me. And so I stood my ground. I didn't get ugly with it, but I just stood my ground. But you know, some people don't like for you to stand your ground with them. Even if you're not disrespectful, they don't like for you to stand their ground. You stand your ground with them. And so he got upset because he heard that I stood my ground with them. And he moved me over into a lateral position. Moved me from being the supervisor of the technical team to being a technical analyst and put me in a room with a part of our application that was dying out. So that let me know that he was planning on getting rid of me. And every day I had to report back to him what I was doing. And when I report back to him what I was doing, he found that I was learning new applications without being trained by the other technicians. It impressed him, so he wrote me a letter thanking me for taking the initiative to learn the new applications. And he said, you know what? I'm going to give you a bonus. Somebody don't hear me. He was about to fire me. Now he's writing me a letter, giving me a bonus. And then when he and I had a chance to talk, he realized that his wife was wrong. And he thanked me for how I handled the situation with his wife. So now another opportunity comes up where they need someone to work the third cycle. And they asked me to do a write-up on how we can get this done and not cause the company a lot of money. So I write the proposal up for two people. He came back and said, okay, we don't want to do that. We want to do something a little bit different. And I was like, what you going to do different? He said, we want you to take the position. I said, wait a minute. This position is at night. I don't want to work at night. He said, we'll make it worth your while. I said, really? And I had you always have a price in mind. I'm not foolish. I like, if they hit this number, then we can do that. Well, I'm going to tell you what God did. Not only did they hit that number, but he tripled it. I went from being fired to being blessed. And that's why when I'm at church now, I can do Bible study, but I'm still working. Y'all don't hear me. But I'm doing things for the church in the evening. I'm working for the church and for myself. But all I'm doing is carrying a phone. I just have to be available when they need me. Went from being fired to having a job where I can just carry a phone and get paid three times more than what I used to be paid. Somebody ought to hear what I'm trying to tell you. If you call on that name, if you believe in that name, if you understand the power of that name, God said he will be a mighty God. He'll be an everlasting Father When you are in need of the protection of a father, he says, I will be your father. And when you need the comfort of a mother, he said, I will be your mother. And then he says, he is the Prince of Peace. Somebody ought to be shouting. Because if you're like me, all I want in life is peace. I don't want a whole lot of drama. I just want some peace. I want some comfort. I want some understanding. I want somebody to love me like I love them. I need somebody to understand me the way I choose to try to understand them. Well, I want you to know that Jesus is that peace. He's my peace in the middle of a storm. He's my peace when I can't find a way out of my trouble. He's my peace when I can't do nothing by myself. He's my peace when we need to get to a place where I can find protection and where I can find comfort. He is my peace. And not only is he my peace, but he's wonderful. Anybody here know him to be wonderful? Isn't it wonderful that in his name you can find power? Isn't it wonderful in his name you can find healing? Isn't it wonderful in his name you can find deliverance? Isn't it wonderful in his name you can find forgiveness? Isn't it wonderful in his name you can find prosperity? Isn't it wonderful in his name you can find hope? Isn't it wonderful in his name that you can find joy? Somebody ought to give God some praise. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. The doors of my father's house are now open. There is no name greater than his name. Who do not know God and free falls on your sins, the time is now. A hand clap of praise. Amen. For there is no name greater than his name. And we need to make sure we share that with our children, because I think our children are losing sight of that. And how do I know? If you watch the news, our children are doing things that they should not be doing simply because they want to be like someone they see on television. And so that person's name means a lot to them, when the name that should mean the most to them should be the name of Jesus. Because if they carry that name with them, when they get ready to do something wrong, that name will resonate with them and call them back into discipline. But we're no longer teaching our children about the name of Jesus. We're teaching them about everything but Jesus. When we ought to get back to the simple basics and teach about Jesus, because it is Jesus that will take care of every situation. Let us bow. Our Father God, we come now to say thank you, Master, for this day. And we pray, Master, as we prepare to leave this place, that you watch over and protect us, Master. Keep us, see us, Master, all the way through the week. And Master, we ask now that you go over to Aloy with us, that you bless the food, that you bless our coming together as a family. Allow walls to come down. Allow more unity to
show itself in our hearts as we become closer and become more like you. Master, watch over us. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. And we ask all hearts say amen. Before our acolyte come, let me give you the correct address for Aloy. It is the Eastern Bypass, not the South Bypass. And his address is 2996 Eastern Boulevard, if you don't have that. 2596 Eastern Boulevard.